Welcome, Eagles, to another episode of Trad Cat Night Radio. I am Eric Ajewski, founder and owner of Trad Cat Night, your one-stop website for all of the day's latest church apostasy and end-time news. Now, Trad Cat Night is featured all over the alternative media circuit, and I'm doing my best to keep you up to date on all of the latest happenings from around the world as we head closer to the fruition of the Third Secret of Fatima. My good friends, make sure you click that subscription button and notification button right here on YouTube so you can get all the latest videos sent directly to your email. You can also find these talks now on SoundCloud. So you can find Trad Cat Night podcast/radio shows on SoundCloud. Simply search Trad Cat Night and sign up there and get involved. Now, today is February 19th, 2018, and today I have a great special guest, first-time guest. Hopefully we'll get him on in the future, Mr. Kent Lewis from www.freedom.social. And he is the CEO of Uncensored Freedom, Inc. And just as a brief background, I'll allow Kent to elaborate more on his background, his work, and website here in a moment, but he has discovered what central banks and governments are in fact doing with distributed ledger technology and cryptocurrency, and he has written a really good paper that you all should check out. I'll leave it in the description box from his website, and we'll get his synopsis on the central banker's evil blockchain. And so in general, Kent is a truth seeker. He uses an independent media platform that exposes all the various NWO agendas that we also likewise share in common here at Trad Cat Night. And I'll allow him right now to talk a little bit more about his background, his website, his work in general. Kent, we were just talking about 15 minutes off the air about this whole endgame scenario. It's good to see that you're wide awake. Why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit more about yourself and your work?
Well, hello, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You know, I've been in software for about 25 years, and mainly within real estate software. And I'm one of the participants in the invention of real estate transaction standards, or RETS. And I've also owned payment processing companies that have processed in excess of $1 billion. And when I got into cryptocurrency just over a year ago, I started looking at the different aspects of cryptocurrency and distributed ledger technology. And having a background in standardization, it just popped off the charts at me as what they were doing. And the International Standardization Organization, or ISO.org, is in fact in the process of creating standards for the blockchain for every conceivable industry and product that you can ever think of. And every product or service or asset or commodity will be on blockchains in the very near future. And what that will be able to be utilized for is decentralized cryptocurrencies will be able to make transactions on centralized blockchains. And because they're using standardization, and because they'll be able to collect data from the individual that's making the payment, it does not matter if you use Dash or Monero or I-1776, they will know who you are. And what I believe that they're going to do is they're going to go to select decentralized cryptocurrencies, and they're going to create regulatory agencies, and they're going to have decentralized cryptocurrencies register to make payments on centralized blockchains.
You're breaking up a little bit on me, Kent, but I basically got the synopsis for what you're saying. I wanted to just backtrack for a second, if we can. I know as we were talking off air briefly, you know, kind of the economic world is kind of divided on this issue. Some are, you know, pro cryptocurrency, some are against it completely. I wanted to get your take just on cryptocurrencies in general. You know, is it reactionary, meaning did the cryptocurrencies come about due to, you know, an overinflated market? Have they been pre-planned by the deep state? I think it was Catherine Austin Fitz who had stated somewhere that she believed that Bitcoin was essentially or probably a CIA project. And I know Max Egon kind of echoes the same opinion. What do you think? I mean, are we basically being funneled into this system to where right now perhaps we could argue we're in a honeymoon state for cryptocurrencies, maybe get people warmed up to it, and then eventually everyone will be funneled into it?
I like that term, honeymoon state. You know, to me, it's irrelevant who invented Bitcoin. What's important is what they're actually, in fact, doing with specifically distributed ledger technology now. You know, to answer your question directly, yes, I personally believe that cryptocurrency or Bitcoin was invented by the intelligence agencies and the central bankers. I believe that libertarians focus too much on the decentralized nature of cryptocurrencies, or Bitcoin specifically, and they're not putting enough focus into the centralized nature of what the governments and central banks are currently in the process of doing, and I prove that in my report.
Now, talk maybe a little bit more about this push for standardization of the blockchain. You know, if you will, this transition from blockchain to blockstream. Is there any evidence to suggest that maybe the Bilderbergs are behind this?
Yes, beyond a reasonable doubt. There is a company in France called AXA Strategic Ventures who controls Blockstream. Blockstream is the core development company for Bitcoin, and the CEO of AXA Strategic Ventures is also the long-term chairman of the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group is in fact comprised of central bankers. Therefore, when they complete decentralized blockchains, they'll be able to go to Blockstream and say, you need to register with our regulatory agencies to make transactions on our centralized blockchains. And the same goes, in my opinion, for Ethereum and Litecoin and some of the others. Now, the cryptocurrency community only makes up 1% of the population. So the other 99% of the people are going to go along with it. And we're not going to have paper money anymore. And they won't be able to go to any one of the 1,400 cryptocurrencies in the exchanges today and say, you can register with our regulatory agencies to make transactions on centralized blockchains. And at that point, they control the cryptocurrency, because if the cryptocurrency you're using is not registered on their blockchains, well, you won't be able to go to the grocery store to buy food, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Furthermore, this ties into everything. It ties into Agenda 21. It ties into 5G, the Internet of Things. And so, you know, if you want to go there later in the conversation, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. In a little bit, we could talk maybe how it ties into Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. I wanted to get your take on FedCoin, what the latest is being said about this, and I completely agree with you. You know, I've said kind of sarcastically in my media appearances, you won't be able to make, you know, your midnight, you know, your late midnight Taco Bell run, because they do plan on controlling and manipulating whatever is left after what we would kind of label the chastisement start, which the New World Order, the New Age side of things clearly state will occur before this Antichrist figure occurs. Maybe we can back up just for a second, Kent, and maybe put it into layman's terms for the listening audience. You know, what is blockchain? And then the second question would be maybe talk a little bit more about what's being talked about with this FedCoin.
Sure. Blockchain is the same exact thing as distributed ledger technology, one of the same. And, you know, when you've got a server, it is centralized where a source code resides on that one particular server. And blockchain is, let's say you've got every mobile device in the world. A distributed ledger can reside on every one of those mobile devices simultaneously. And when one updates, they all update. So that's called distributed Ledger technology.
Now, what about FedCoin? What's the latest talk of?
You know, they have not announced FedCoin yet, but there's a pattern that leads up to it. So within my report, I prove factually that the federal government, state governments, and county governments are in fact adding all tangible assets and commodities to blockchains. And so that's the very first step that needs to be completed. And the other thing that you need to look at, you know, if you like to listen to guys like Martin Armstrong, they will be raising interest rates faster and higher than any other time in history. And my theory, this is not fact, this is just what I surmise, is that when they raise interest rates, the value of the dollar will dramatically plummet. And what happens to the amount of the debt when the value of the dollar decreases? Well, the amount of the debt decreases. And when all this comes together, the entire beast system, I believe that they're going to, at that point in time, they will have the Fed coin ready, and they'll announce it, and they'll just allow the Federal Reserve note to fade into history, and they'll come out with this new Fed coin, and I believe the IMF will probably have their own cryptocurrency that's tied to the SDR, and that's where we're going, and it's coming up in the very near future.
Yeah, I agree with you, and so that's a great title for this talk, perhaps, Cryptocurrency, the Ultimate Prize for the Beast System. We think alike in this area, Kent. I also find it kind of ironic that a lot of people who are talking about the grid going down these days are those also suggesting to move overall into the crypto sphere, if you will. And maybe you could talk a little bit more about that, you know, being tied or putting all your eggs into one basket, if you will, and maybe how that can become problematic.
You know, I don't believe that the Fed wants to take down the grid. I believe that they created the distributed ledger technology and cryptocurrency, and they want to control it. And when they control the currency, as I've said, they control the country. And it will be a place in the world soon. And, you know, it ties into everything that they're doing as far as the New World Order with for example, solar radiation management and 5G. And this is literally like the Matrix. Yeah. Everything that you see occurring now, when they finish it, Google has a patent. This is not theory. This is fact. Google has a patent in which they can modulate the frequency of your device and instantly change your mood. Okay?
Yeah.
What happens when you combine, so they're spraying us like bugs with geoengineering or solar radiation management or whatever else you want to call it. And if anybody listening right now, if you were to go to the doctor, you get a blood test, you would in fact have a large amount of nanofilaments of aluminum and barium and strontium, okay, in your bloodstream. And they want to chip every American and every person on Earth. What happens when you combine a chip in your hand and a large amount of metal in your bloodstream with 5G, and then you combine it with a patent in which they can instantly change your state of mind, mind control?
Yeah.
That is fact, and that is scary. It is concerning.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you say that. We were talking about this character off air, who I believe is the Antichrist Maitreya, and he talks about this type of technology on his website. Eventually, it is said through these weapons of God systems that he'll be able to telepathically speak to people, and they'll feel at ease and very warm once his arrival comes onto the scene, which will be called the Day of Declaration. So yeah, mood enhancement or mood changing all ties into the equation, folks. This is not conspiratorial talk, and I'm very, very... I'm just, you know, I know you're very well outspoken against this culture of death that we live in. The geoengineering side, obviously, is a part of it. I've had Dane recently on. You know, what else is on your radar in terms of the soft genocide that we're seeing that's coming from the New World Order agenda, global depopulation? What do you think will be some of their next plays? We just had this another quote-unquote mass shooting down in Florida. That seems to me to be another false flag to just take away our guns. Obviously, we know these communists want our guns to be taken away so we can't defend ourselves. But what else is on your radar?
You know, I created a platform called Freedom.Social, and it is not a social media platform. It is a platform to inform, educate, recruit, and take action. And I don't know if we've still got time to save the masses, but my mission is to save the savable. You know, anybody listening, I know it sounds crazy. What I just said, it sounds like it's just ridiculous, far-fetched conspiracy theory, but it's not. You know, the only thing you have to do is walk outside your home and look up and see all these planes that are spraying us like bugs. And that's reality. Those are real contrails, folks. That is geoengineering, and they have cargo planes, and they fill them with vast chemicals, and they've got nozzles on the side of them. And they're spraying us with nanofilaments of aluminum, barium, strontium. And, you know, if you look, if you ever watched the movie Vax, by the year 2030, 1 in 2 children will have autism. And when was the last time you heard one word about the concerns of eating fish out of the Pacific Ocean? You know, this is another fact. There's over 200 million salmon that did not arrive back at the Columbia River this last year. Well, where the heck did they go? They died in the radiated water. And you've got people out there eating sushi and tuna like it's like there's everything's okay. And it's not.
Now, you know, a fundamental question I always ask my guests as it relates to economics is, what will the post-reset Western world look like, or post-collapse world? I think recently, I can't remember if I saw it on Zero Hedge or Drudge or one of those websites, but they were indicating that the stocks will probably take about a 50 to 60% hit. What does the post-Western world look like? Do we become another Greece, another Venezuela? Because I have just kind of thrown out there, as you know, I've heard you say this as well, the Freemasonic motto of, you know, out of chaos comes order. They obviously are staging the scene for the arrival of this Antichrist. So everything has to be Looney Tunes on every level, including economically. But just how bad does it get?
It depends on which side of the deep state wins. There's literally a civil war within upper echelons of the entire world government, but here specifically in the United States. And they took over the media back in 1996 with the Telecommunications Act. They utilized, President Obama undid the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, where it makes it legal for the government to legally utilize propaganda on us. And then they utilized their 6 globalist-controlled media outlets and the social media, Facebook, YouTube, to brainwash and use mind control on the masses. And what I'm trying to do with the Freedom.Social platform is to wake people up to take action. Well, how do I see it playing out? It depends on who wins this war of what they're trying to do. You know, you mentioned Florida. Yes, it was a false flag. You know, the kid was on psychotropic drugs. He was most likely subjected to some type of mind control. They were well aware of it. You know, you look at Vegas, obvious multiple shooters, and what they're intentionally, if you ever notice, everything, and I do mean just about everything, is the opposite of what it actually is. And they are masters of utilizing the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals to blame your opponent for what you're actually doing, for what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they get their way, we will be like Venezuela because we will have hyperinflation. A loaf of bread will be $20. You know, a gallon of milk will be $20. A gallon of gas will be, you know, whatever. And that's what they're trying to do. They were, you know, I think that Lynette Zhang proved that they were in the process of moving the power structure east. Okay? And my personal belief is the Trump side, the deep state, however you want to describe it, they didn't anticipate on them gaining control. And they thought that Hillary was going to get in, and it would have been all over. You know, now we do have a chance. I don't know if it's savable, but we have a chance. We do have an opportunity to save this. And that's what I'm in the business of doing. So anybody, if you're tired of talking about all this stuff like I am, join us. Let's take action. Go join www.freedom.social. And what freedom is it's also a full economic system or an ecosystem, complete with a marketplace similar to Craigslist, in which it's got bartering. And then within my report, if I may kind of describe what my report is about, is I discovered what governments and central banks are specifically doing with distributed ledger technology. Then what I did is I created a technological approach to circumvent what they're doing, and I created Freedom Market, and then I created a cryptocurrency called 1776, in which products and services can be purchased on Freedom Market. And when all of this goes down, we will have an ecosystem to survive outside the beast system. In addition, we can all unite and take action against what these evil sons of guns are doing. And if we don't unite and take action, it's over.
Yeah, I agree with your point that if you, when we try to make points in trying to unmask the New World Order agendas, we will always be attacked on the level of ad hominems. I mean, we don't get any type of intelligent response back. It's just more, you're crazy, you're a conspiratorial talk. We had recently, you know, Taco Bell come out with their new Bluminati conspiratorial commercial. I don't know if you saw that. I mean, it's brainwashing the masses and getting people to think that all this stuff is truly conspiratorial or science fiction, as Dane Wigginton spoke about that new Geostorm movie. I mean, it's just to precondition people to think that the reality of what's going on is what they say it is, and it's not. It's completely the opposite. Yes. And so, yes, in this world where there's talk about a one world everything, whether it's economics, political, even from the religious side of things now, it seems to me, Kent, that really what it ultimately comes down to is control and manipulation, as Aaron Russo spoke of when he was speaking with one of the Rockefellers, who simply said that eventually once everyone gets chipped, if you don't go along with the program, they'll just turn your chip off.
Well, number one, I'm never, ever, ever getting a chip.
Exactly. Yeah. But for those who do,
that's never going to happen. And, you know, most of my friends that I know, it's never going to happen.
Good.
And, you know, but they're, you know, with these false flags, you don't know what they're capable of. You know, some of the people that I have spoken with, some of the different shows that I've listened to, you know, they say that there was actually a missile that was fired at Hawaii. And, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz says that there, and don't quote me, I believe she said that there's $22 trillion missing from the Pentagon. And, you know, these guys have built their own little rogue army. And it's concerning that the power, and they have unlimited resources. They control all the central banks. They can print as much money as they need out of thin air. They don't. There's very little accountability. You know, and often people ask me about this QAnon. And all I have to say is there needs to be soon arrests made at a very high level. Otherwise, it is just another distraction to buy more time for them to implement the beast system.
Yeah, just to follow up to your point on false flags as well, I've just pointed out on two levels. One, if you've ever noticed, after these false flags occur, obviously they immediately throw the whole gun control propaganda in there. But then you'll notice that there are more boots on the ground. I mean, I can recall even, over the past few years where we had, some type of false flag over in Europe, and then all of a sudden, in D.C., at airports or in various major airports now, there's more police presence and, the National Guard here or there. So it's to solidify the police state more. And then from a religious standpoint, I would say it's only pushing the one world religion agenda. All religions got to get together. We got to come together in a new Tower of Babel fashion. Those are just some further points. But maybe we can talk a little bit more practically. We've talked about your website, some of the things we can do already. But as you know, people who are more patriotic in mind, people who are preppers, if you will now being labeled as terrorists, putting aside, the need to prepare, and store maybe food, water. I mean, how should we practically go about this? Is gold, silver safe? Do you see, in the not so distant future after this collapse, perhaps a local bartering system? Being undertaken by those communities who will resist this, Mark?
See, that's the only way we're going to be able to do it is by bartering local markets, gold, silver. But, most people, the way that they've degraded the middle class potentially, most people don't have enough money to buy gold and silver to prepare. So, yes, bartering is going to be a key factor within local markets. And, I don't want to be overly self-promoting, but we do have a cryptocurrency that does circumvent to a certain degree that you can circumvent what they're doing. So,
is there anything on your radar, Mr. Lewis, that maybe most economists are not seeing? Or is it pretty much self-evident at this point where the New World Order, the deep state, however you want to say it, is pushing things. Is there anything on your radar 2018 that you say, hey, look for this? You people are missing this.
The Fed point, you have to watch for how fast they're going to raise the interest rates. They advertise $20 trillion in debt. That's just not accurate. Unfunded liabilities, derivatives, depending on who you listen to, who you believe, is around $200 trillion plus. And I believe, every country in the world that has a central bank since 2008 has been at either near zero interest rates or negative interest rates. Those countries have run large budget deficits. They pay through them via quantitative easing. And I believe that they're going to potentially collapse the entire world economic Ponzi scheme, and then they're going to come to the rescue with their new cryptocurrencies, and they're in the process of completing the entire system that works together, and that entire system is comprised of 5G, and everything from Monsanto taking over food supply, and what their ultimate objective is to reduce the world population down below 1 billion people, and they are in the process of doing it. And what people need to do now to prepare is to unite. Get the facts. Just get the facts. And, to me, I spoke with Dave Whittington on the phone recently for about 3 hours. And like I told Dane, I'm tired of talking about it. I want to do something about it peacefully. I'm not saying to go out there and shoot planes down or anything like that. But what could we do? Could we go find out where they're refueling, filling these nano filaments of metal, and go to the local media station and get 1,000 people out there to draw attention to it, to wake people up to, folks, those are not contrails, those are chemtrails. Make people aware of everything that's transpiring and try to stop it. Because if we don't take action, if we just keep talking about it, they don't care. They don't care.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Kent. We're doing our best to educate you know, on top of that, you know, it's interesting times that we live in. Certainly, you know, education is not enough. I agree with you. Some type of action must take place. I would only add, though, I think this is where, you know, eventually that we turn back to God just in general. There'll obviously be a massive play between the true Christ and this false Christ that returns. And ultimately, from our perspective, it's going to be a matter of having faith in the true God and him getting us through these times, and that it will be God to wipe out from a biblical standpoint. He'll wipe out the Antichrist and his minions. But in the meantime, we still have to defend ourselves. You know, you still have a right to defend yourself. The church has always taught, you know, just defense, you know, the Crusades being legit and just was a response to Islamic aggression down in the Middle East. And so certainly don't want to be pacifists in these times. And I just want to thank Kent for coming on to the program. Once again, it's hard to believe we're already 30 minutes into the show. Ken, I'm going to leave you the last minute or two here to get out any final statements or upcoming articles, projects, media appearances you want to talk about, and I'll close out the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you posting a link to my report in the show notes on your YouTube. You know, anybody that wants to see the factual information, what governments and central banks are doing with specifically distributed ledger technology, you can also go to my website, www.freedom.social. Join in with us to take action. And, you know, I do regular media appearances just to try to get people to join in with this, to get other people informed. You know, people shut off the national media. Do not watch CNN or even Fox News.
Right.
You know, Drudge Report has even become propaganda. So, you know, it's real hard to disseminate. You know, everything's a distraction. Even this Florida shooting, you know, as you see, the narrative is totally switched to gun control. And, you know, one last thing that I'd like to say is, you know, yeah, I'm a libertarian, you know, but the RNC is as guilty as the DNC. You know, the Freedom Platform is not about politics simply because it's a false left paradigm. They are feathers of the same bird, and it is just a distraction. And when we, you know, there is millions of us, and only a small amount of them. And if we just unite and say, you know, this is how we're going to do it, then that's how it's going to be. So, people, let's unite.
Yeah, and undoubtedly, like I said, after this collapse, I believe we'll see worldwide revolutions, not only here in this country, but abroad, as people just get fed up with the entire system, you know, on every level, whether it's economically, politically, socially, and even from the religious side. So there will be a pushback, as we are kind of seeing to some degree now. And yeah, quite interesting talk today with my guest, Kent Lewis. We'll bring him back on in the future. We'll get some future updates as to what he is seeing from the New World Order and trying to piece together this whole end time puzzle. My good friends, thank you for tuning in to Tradcat Night Radio today. Check into tradcatnight.blogspot.com daily. As I always ask, please get behind me in this information war. It is an information war. I've always flown by the motto, "We go and grow as your charity flows." So click that PayPal button. Get behind this apostolate financially. And who will tomorrow's guest be? Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. And until next time, my good friends, stay safe and God bless.